Intervju Radija Študent.
Correct, I'm in effect and full effect, forever living fresh, tight like latex. The lyrics El Topo Loco, tainted holy water, vicious vocal, honey knuckle, marvel my magnificent insurgent, Mr. Turn your lights off. The nail by the writer, jerk face, face breaker, scary movie when you wake up a zombie without the makeup, trap of expectations, but went from rumor to legend and adulation with my twist on the twist. Reverend's greatest irritation word to me, highly velocity attack, risk free alphabet threat, theoretical cadet, rip the sun to dispel ruin, from at the mouth pace spewing, casual slaughter and venom, plot my error unwise, but you could try, but I'll spit in your eye. The land is fertile with your tears, with the gold coins of his worth spent, his purse is empty. Momentum, a mountain, a torment, terror, frenzy. He like 100 suns in 1,000 bronze, just before we submit to eternity. Let's drink the prolonged days, a bed of breath before I'm clinging your knees, in your last negotiations with God, begging for blood to pump to your heart. Cause once you depart, you recycle for spare parts. APC spelled the demise of these male MCs, with ovaries, a reflection, the planets are aligned. It's our time, let's get them.
It started in the parks, young swimmer with sharks, barred these bars for the sake of the arts, aiming my darts through the streets, march, fists raised, shift ways like switchblades, my shipmates shuttle over your petty schemes for world order. No matter how erratic your pattern gets, you still feel me like a rubber grip. Desert ease, the remedies with pen in hand, I squeeze these 16s with no abandonment in the cannon. I left standing when blaming game in a panic. Peace to the physical, you fucking with HP digital, now it's critical.
Under the jungle canopy, bamboo bongos and vanity, fantasies and calamity, spinning past my anatomy, broken into insanity, bobbing to the brutality, seats pushed back, whip flat like a tragedy, wind in my face just blowing through the battery, tunnel out to Kennedy, tune to the place of the land, new chemistry, passport customs is my identity, not untrusting, too much energy, see that man, he's not humanity, so oh no, oh wait, that's gravity, Saeed out the gallery, Shafrazi of the pace, Diesel's ugly ass is like they spitting at your date, rocket ship from Tokyo, my crib is out of space, that's what you get for looking, staring failure in the face. Clenched palm, checkerboard table, saying grace. Dear God, make us truly thankful for the food we're about to receive, the nourishing strength in our body, we ask for Christ's sake. Flying at my rate.
En prav lep dober dan v intervjuju Radio Študent. Verjetno je že podlaga čisto jasna. Z mano v studiu so, kako ne rečem, največji koncert leta, kar se mene tiče. Anti-Pop Consortium. Trije člani so uspeli priti zelo na hitro po soundchecku, malce pozno tudi začenjamo. Od zdaj naprej bo intervju seveda v angleščini, ne pa samo upozorim, da me je ravno kar Andreja iz Trnfesta upozorila, da bo koncert danes v dvorani, tako da se pripravite na eno malo bolj tesno in pa kompaktno koncertno žurko, ki pa bo vsekakor vredna svojega.
Okay, guys, first, welcome here in our studio.
Thank you, man. It's a pleasure to be here. What's up, Slovenia? We just flew in from JFK. What's good, Friday? I know it's raining, but let's get it cracking.
Is it a disappointment that you won't be playing outside?
Not really.
No, it doesn't matter, man. Outdoors, indoors, underground, in the penthouse.
Doesn't matter,
in the airplane,
man.
We'll perform wherever, man.
Wherever, whenever. Let's go. Let's get it. Yeah.
So you said you flew in from JFK. So that's the first gig?
First stop, man. Eastern Europe. You know what I mean? We're here. We're going to head over to Poland. You know what I mean? So we're just stoked. We're stoked to make it happen. H Prism in the building. H Prism in the building. Yeah.
E Blaze, H Prism, and Saeed in the house.
So where's Beans? Is he relaxing?
Yeah.
Definitely relaxing.
Yeah. All right, you don't have to tell me. Are you guys touring a lot lately?
Yeah. Non-stop. We've been on the road just on this final leg of the campaign for Fluorescent Black. You know what I mean? We've just been everywhere from Los Angeles to Montreal, London, Paris, you know what I mean? Everything. We've just been running around the globe.
Mm-hmm. And the reaction
where is it better, the States or Europe?
Man, we get love everywhere.
Yeah,
man.
Everywhere. Yeah. Love is love.
Love
man.
Is love. We get it everywhere. Los Angeles, Oakland, wherever. New York, you know what I mean? Paris, wherever, man. Mm-hmm.
But is there a difference in the audience? Is there a more hip-hop audience in the
States? Nah, our audience is all like pretty much like the same kind of audience, you know, all over.
I mean, what's interesting is that, like, we were somewhere that didn't necessarily speak the language, but they recited, they were reciting the lyrics to the songs. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's like it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so they're listening.
Yeah, they're listening.
Yeah, it's good to know.
Yeah.
What did the hip-hop public in New York think of you when you started? Was it a traditional thing for them, or was it something totally new?
It was a good balance because we were all coming from a very East Coast underground lyrical approach. So we had that as part of our history when we started releasing records, but we were doing something new musically. So it was introducing a new sound. Mm-hmm. And being that we, you know, initially dropped in early 2000, it was like the turn of the century. So people were looking for a new 21st century approach. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Was it something new for hip hop because you started synthesizing sounds again?
Nah, it was really, it was definitely new. I mean, there's records that have still not been made that we made in 2000 and 99. Mm-hmm. You know, like Slab. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, with Earl on the engineering and overall production, Priest on the production, myself on production, but in particular Slab is like a record that, you know, when I say a record, I mean a song. You know, that is still to this day, it hasn't, there's no record, no song like it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we got, you know, people, man, with us, man, like we were able to get love from people like, you know, Pharoah Monch, we had on the album, AC Alone. We got the co-signs from those guys, but then we also had Apani. We also had beats by Mike One and help out from real traditional, you know, rap, hip hop heads. Mm-hmm. And then we were going real left, and you know, So it's cool.
Because the things that you're doing really reminds me of on the early stages of hip hop when they all gathered their equipment, whatever they had, from scratch, and they started doing something. Was it the case with you? Did all four of you get into the studio and work on the production, on the lyrics, and everything?
But more or less, you know, APC is a very modular group. So we work all together in different configurations, you know, so at any point it could be all four of us or any configuration therein. So, you know, Earl Blaze, you know, has held the helm of being like the central point, having the studio and having the technical know-how to present an album that's uniform. Even though there's four different producers, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So together we all crafted a particular sound that we were able to develop and carry us to now, you know what I mean? Almost 10 years, you know what
so
I mean?
In a way, you learned the craft from him.
I know definitely. That definitely had an apprentice.
Definitely.
Ship.
I mean, one of the things with Earl is like he brings the production to you know, the vision of what you have to where it really needs to be, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And it's so valuable, you know what I mean? And especially with what we do, you know, with pushing the envelope and, you know.
So you have the ideas and he puts them
in. Yeah, because I'll produce it and then he'll come and he'll get it where it needs to be.
Because it's important to me that each individual's production is not altered or changed, it's just enhanced so that, you know, like a Saeed track is a Saeed track. I'm not changing it into something else. I'm just enhancing it. And Priest track, like everything has its own character.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the album sound like various textures and stuff is because it retains its texture, but then it's just bringing it to a uniform level as far as just the sound of it and the levels so that every song has its own character. It can stand alone or be part of an album.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
How much of your lyrics can we hear? Do you rap?
You rapped one time.
He did?
You rapped one time. No,
what's the result?
I spoke on it. It was called F Rap. It was called Fuck Rap on the album. It wasn't on the album. It was a single that we released from the third album. And I just was doing some talking at the end of it because I was just venting myself. But these guys are the lyricists. I don't claim to be an MC. So you know, I mean. They handle the lyrics and you know.
Because I thought at least you should be Tron Man.
that might.
He might be coming back, but that, you know. Yeah. that's a character that you know. He's been trying to contact me to get back on the next Anti-Pop record. So you know, we'll see if Tron Man comes back.
Right.
But you know.
Speaking of coming back, you were apart for quite a long time. What made you come back? I'm sure lots of people ask you that question. Was it the money? Was it the company? Was it the booze? Was it
all of that?
The touring, whatever, you know, being together, hanging out together.
I mean, I think there came a time where we decided, you know, after having some success individually, you know, it was like, yo, let's see what we can do. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And we came together in like 2008 and, put the record together and got it cracking. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So, yeah.
I was always wondering what was the circumstance for you to end up with the Big Dada?
Well, Big Dada, yeah, whatever. Big Dada put out the Airborne Audio record. We had relationships with those guys going, dating back into the Anti-Pop days, the earlier days, and they put out the Airborne record that did nicely, and then we came back together as APC, and there were some people who were bidding, and Big Dada had, you know, had the best offer, so we took mm-hmm. advantage of it.
Who were the others? I'm just interested.
Yeah, we won't say to keep the relations up, but yeah. we got friends, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But did you enjoy your time at Warp Records? Was it a good experience?
Because definitely.
That was a really juicy period for you. That was like the high point, definitely.
Oh, no, there were definitely some good people we met. A lot of touring, Radiohead. I mean, we got to see a lot of things. That was the first time I was in Germany. We had done Oslo, and, you know, I mean, we... You know, definitely enjoyed the Warp experience. It was really good. Yeah.
What made you choose Warp in the first place? Because they're like this really typical electronica label, not actually doing so much hip hop, at least not in the traditional sense.
Well, the biggest thing for us was just having an environment where we had the most creative control. That was A, and that was something that definitely Warp provided. And then the second thing was that they had an infrastructure that was already in place to help us grow our fan base, you know what I mean? Mm. So it was a good marriage, you know what I mean, at that point in time.
Mm. What happened with Anti-Pop Records?
Honestly, you know, it was the type of thing that after the Anti-Pop Consortium took that pause, you know, from there, you know, we began to do Airborne and other projects, and, you know, I kind of let the focus on that particular pursuit drop because there was like a collapse in the whole industry at that time, you know, economy, you know, going back to 2005, 2006. So that was something that, you know, kind of fell by the wayside. But now looking at things, you know, it's definitely a avenue that, you know, I want to revisit, you know what I mean?
Is it getting better, record sales? I don't have the experience, but I guess
people are adjusting to the climate now.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't think it's necessarily like record sales are the key focus.
It's a different environment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because now I figure it's more important to play live. You know, to be with the people.
That's what I mean, though. You know what I mean? Like touring has gone up, shows have gone up, and the environment has changed. So whereby you may not sell as many units of the record. You know, a lot more people can get the record and have access to the record.
Yeah.
And then the people who are riding out with you and who are into you are coming to the shows in volume, are buying merch in volume. So, you know, you're seeing artists, you know, traditionally who had not gotten a lot of return on investment from a sale of a CD, making a lot of money just from this new kind of era of communication and people coming to the shows and buying merch and, you know, being a part of, you know, that that artist's or, you know, group's fan base, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Consumers.
Yeah. Let's get to the latest album.
Yeah.
Fluorescent Black. Explain FB. The name first.
Fluorescent black, man. It's like fluorescent black, aluminum. You know what I mean? That's what fluorescent black is to me. You know what I mean? And we all had some ideas and around a title, and that was one that we chose, and it kind of was a good symbol for kind of, you know, shining out of darkness. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Coming kind of back to life. You know, fluorescent black. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Production-wise, was it a joint effort because you were all kind of thrilled to be back together? Or was it just each and everyone working in their own space and then joining everything together?
It was a little bit of both, you know, but that's how we've always worked anyway. So, you know, it wasn't any different than how we've done it before. It was just good to have, to know that, you know, the interest was still there because as a group, one of the first shows that we played was curated by ATP, and the show lineup was curated by the fans. So mm-hmm. they said, pick 10 people you want to see, and APC came up in that mix. So it was good to know that there was an anticipation, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Was it similar to your first beginnings at the end of the 90s? Was it a similar thrill, you know, each coming from their own world, from their own project, and then joining back together playing live?
I mean, I know for myself, I was looking forward to working with these guys again, because I find that I'm not confined with, you know, doing standard, I mean, like arrangements and just the sonic textures and things that I can do in a mix. You know, these guys like want that, like they, you know, they look forward to it. And with a lot of traditional other even types of groups of people I've worked with, I tend to feel confined, whereas I'm working with these guys, I can stretch out and experiment myself even with mixes and things that I might do. So
yeah, like to add on to what Earl said, like personally, Priest and myself, you know, being the primary producers of a lot of the records, you know, have a very close relationship with Earl when it comes to the music and it comes to the vision of kind of what we do. And it's really interesting, like we can say certain things to him, or I can say certain things to him about something in like symbolic terms, you know, and then it just comes to life, you know what I mean? And it's something that is very dear, and it's something that I really appreciate, you know what I mean? And you know, it's just a great look.
Mm-hmm. Earl, what were you doing in the meantime? Because you were the only one not having a solo project or something going on.
Well, actually, in between, I was actually a French label had released an album. Because Sha Key actually was the first artist that I had ever worked with commercially.
Big up to Sha Key.
Hanifa Walida. She, you know, that was her code name was Sha Key in the days, but she's going by her real name, Hanifa Walida. And we actually put out an album together, called. It was based on the Adidas album, the first one that we did. It was just like a part two, and I had Saul Williams, Mums, the Schemer. It was something I actually had been working on since '95. I started it, so it took about 10 years to complete. But I finally did get it done, and you know, that was what I was really working on in between. So, along with Mr. Live and like just a couple of other folks, you know, kind of periphery stuff, but that was the major project that I just wanted to finish and got the opportunity to in the interim. So it felt good to finally get it done.
So what's up in the future for you guys? APC is obviously continuing, but there's all sorts of projects lined up.
Man, all I can say is it. Man, it's a great look. A lot of new stuff.
Priest got a Matthew Shipp album, Knives from Heaven, that we just finished, and I'm not sure when it's going to be released, but it's that's a upcoming project. It should be coming out soon. Mm-hmm.
So how's working with Thirsty Ear guys? That's always a good experience, probably.
I mean, it's good working with Matt just because, you know, the range of talent, you know, I mean, the guy, you know, has about, you know, X amount of years of just piano virtuosity under his belt. So, you know, putting him in, you know, my production matrix was a good, you know, challenge for both of us and whatnot, because I definitely had to grow to be able to help realize certain things, and you know, us communicating, you know, we had to find that middle ground, and you know, we took the time to find it, and no, that's what made
because
it.
Because with jazz and electronics, that's not so much good stuff that's being made, and that album was one of the best, probably.
Well thanks, yeah. Man. You know, I mean, honestly, with the first album, I wasn't as happy with it because at the time when we were finishing it was right at as you know everything was going where it went, so it was the type of thing where, you know, a lot of things didn't get realized the way I wanted them to. And then also just being a younger producer, you know what I'm saying, you know, now a few years later, you know, skills are up, you know, to a level, so
it's easier to match the jazz people.
Honestly, yeah, you know what I mean, it took, you know, a little while really just to go in and, you know, because a lot of times what happens with when two genres meet, neither one of them are really serviced properly, because what you do to take someone out of their element, it has to be comfortable, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, finding that middle point is really what makes the classics. And, you know, that was at least the goal, and, you know, everybody will be the determiners of what it was, so...
Mm. And Airborne Audio, is that going to continue?
Definitely. For sure. Airborne up, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of electricarms.com, Flash producer, M. Saeed, Saeed Airborne. I produce Flash content, electricarms.com. You know, we're just we're happy to be here, man. You know what I mean? We're happy to be here. We got a lot of new stuff. You know, one thing that's great is that we're in a place now where we've been shooting so many free throws at the foul line. It's like, grah. Grah, grah. So now it's like when we pick up the pen, we pick up the MPC, you know, we collaborate with EB, we get in there and we get to work. It's just such a great feeling, man. And, you know, I'm just really excited to get better as an artist, to continue to progress. And, man, just like I said, just get really get better and just try to really step it up and have it really crazy, you know what I'm saying, for these next new releases, you know what I'm saying? So we're just stoked individually and collectively, you know what I'm saying?
What do you guys use on stage to finish up things with the interview? I hear it's quite an experience.
Are you coming through?
Yeah, of course I'm coming. Yeah. It's not a typical hip-hop thing, not with the two turntables and an MC.
Outboard gear.
Studio to the stage.
Not a lot of laptops. I don't even think we have any laptops.
We don't have laptops on stage, man.
So it's not Sims. Four people flashing
looking
themselves
at the apples with
screens. This is not Kraftwerk.
This is APC.
You know what I'm saying?
Word. Yeah, it's all
shout out to Kraftwerk, no darts, but all I'm saying is that, you know,
much
we bring the studio to the stage, you know what I mean? You see that outboard gear, that hardware, you know what I'm saying?
Compressors.
So, what can people expect tonight?
Fire.
Yeah.
What sort of stuff are you playing? Is it mainly the last record, or are you
Trust me, y'all gonna hear a lot of brand new-ish. I can't say curse words on the radio, but y'all gonna hear a lot of new stuff too, stuff that hasn't been released yet, as well as Fluorescent Black joints, as well as going back maybe a quick second going back, because we don't really mess with going back too heavy. But you know what I mean. It's gonna be a lot of new joints, a lot of Fluorescent Black material, and then the tap-ins. You know what I mean? The live zone out. Yeah. That's why I want y'all to come through Friday night, man, because we're going to take it somewhere. We're going to take it somewhere, you know, with the live tap-ins and the synths and the MPs and the EB on the CD turntables and the MP40. You got to see what he's doing, man. EB, he's got the turntables and the drum machine stuff cracking. P got the keyboard.
And the synthesizer
and the
going,
synth
yeah.
Going and the cord. I got the MPC going, man, and we're just... putting it together, man, getting it done.
So a lot of it is improvised, even.
Yes,
it's 50-50. Yeah, but don't get confused for 1 second, and definitely know that bars are going down heavily.
A lot of lyrics.
It's not.
And also, everybody out there, because it's a world premiere as far as the new plates. We got new 45, new plates, new dub plates of bangers. Bangers. You know what I'm saying? Co-signed by so many great people out there.
Crowd tested,
internationally loved, locally appreciated and approved. NYC. Yes, Empire State Building. H Prism, Earl Blaze, Saeed Air, Once again, Empire State Building, Slovenia, Friday. We are in the place, man. This is what's going on. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming
Thanks
to the studio
us,
in such
Thank
rain.
Thank y'all, man. We appreciate
in such
it.
Hurry. Torej, lepo vabljeni nocoj na Trnfest v Kut Franceta Prešerna. Ob 9:00 začnejo stekli psi, takoj za njimi Anti-Pop Consortium. Tako da, sodeč po temu, kar so povedali, bo zelo, zelo v redu. Z njimi pa sem se pogovarjal, Jure Matičič. Čau.
Peace.
Peace. Peace. Peace. Glad to have my passport.
Yeah. Oh, dark.
Tracks bubble through the circular rotation of plastic. My horoscope forecast to the drastic change, and then the crash hit. It must be musty. Words all greased like Tyrese. Rough like massage from a misogynist. My patterns are lobbying against slobs. Verbose, destroying the things you love most. Under a close inspection with a gross eye for detail. Under a scope, I scope with hopes of change. But things are the same, 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 same.
Gummy rats push, I pull in contrast. You look fly from afar, but far from fly. Washed up orangutan, table mannered and civilized cats. Wanna dangle the carrot, but don't deliver. But need somebody to love you, invest in a mirror. Kmart cunts is lemon and all bitter. No guts and all glitter. Drowning in the noise of the spectacle. Got me chewing with my mouth open. To mash tears like Alan Alda.
The decks, get the people to flex next. Open up their chest, vex. Wide like Texas. I don't think you wanna hex. Get mom stress vex. With a minister at your rest. Over the desk, put a blessing.
Intervju Radija Študent.